Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the Book of Life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Yes, read the Bible each and every day. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, November 25th, 2019. 3 days until Thanksgiving. 4 days until we launch into Christmas music. 8 days until the big announcement. Oh, I can't wait to share it with y'all. A week from tomorrow, I'll have Phil Shepherd with the Moody Broadcasting Network, Lord willing, as my special guest to announce a historic, unbelievable God sighting that will transform this radio ministry in a variety of ways. All good, all great, all wonderful, all God. And you'll hear all about it a week from tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, December 3rd. Also, if you were tuning in today to hear Marvin Lee Flessner, founder of the Marvin Lee Band, we thought it'd be best to have him on for Testimony Tuesday tomorrow, giving us more time to ask him questions about his ministry of music these 60, 70 or so years. Marvin Lee is 86 years young, and we'll find out all about him. His upcoming concert on December 7th in Thomasboro at the Community Building, how he helped launch Alison Krauss, known throughout our country and parts of the world, and what the Lord has him doing at 86. So on this Memorization Monday, our verse to talk about, consider, memorize this week, and be aware of and find points of application, it's a good one. It's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Oh, wow, that really fits with the announcement we'll be making on Tuesday, December 3rd. But in just a few minutes, I'll do a special reading out of 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart by Robert J. Morgan to hear his thoughts on this verse. But before that reading, to set the stage for this verse, you're going to hear from Carmen and Kim Boyce singing Fear Not, My Child, as it touches on this verse, Jeremiah 29:11, and it'll set the groundwork for our reading. Here's Carmen and Kim Boyce.
In the name. said, my child, don't look behind. Discouragement is all you find. Don't watch the waves that roll the sea, but just focus your eyes on me.
A nice Christian classic, I don't know what, from 30 or so years ago. It's been around for a long time. But that was Carmen and Kim Boyce, Fear Not My Child, and I believe lays some groundwork to today's verse, this week's verse on Memorization Monday, which is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. What a great reassuring verse, and as we start this new week, may it be one that you consider, think about, memorize, and allow to be deeply seated into your heart and mind. Here's what Robert J. Morgan had to say. This is chapter 35 in his book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. Here's a verse you often see on wall plaques. It's sometimes inscribed in beautiful calligraphy or printed over soaring pictures of eagles. It's found on coffee mugs and decorative plates, but few people have studied its content. Jeremiah 29 is a letter Jeremiah sent to displaced Jewish captives who had been dragged from their homes and resettled in refugee camps in Babylon. Other prophets were claiming God would perform a miracle and deliver the nation of Judah as he had done in the past. Jeremiah's message was the opposite, saying, in effect, "The Lord will not save us this time. Our sins have so alienated us from him that only judgment is left. And yet even the judgment of God is merciful. It may take 70 years, but God will reestablish our nation, and his ultimate plans are undeterred. His purposes are stubborn things and will win in the end." It's in this context we find verse 11. Here's a simple study guide for the passage, which will aid in understanding and memorizing the key verse. After giving the background in verses 1 through 3, Jeremiah advises the exiles, 1. Make the best of things, verses 4 through 6. Settle down, decide you are in for the long haul, go on with life, and make the best of it. Build houses, plant gardens, get married, have children, be hopeful, don't give up. You may not be where you want to be, but make the most of where you are. Don't spend your years wishing that something had or hadn't happened. Don't be consumed by things you cannot change. Just settle down and do the best you possibly can where you are. Number 2, pray where you are. Verse 7, pray for the nation in which you're exiled. Pray for the shalom of the country where you're located. Lift up your surrounding circumstances by prayer. That's a real good point of advice. Number 3, beware of the wrong voices. Verse 8 and 9. Don't listen to false hope or ungodly messages. Advice number 4, take the long view. Verse 10. At this point, Jeremiah gives his famous prophecy that after 70 years, God would bring the captives of Judah back and restore the nations of Israel. Our long-term prospects are always better than our immediate conditions. Advice number 5, get hopeful about God's plan. Verse 11, this is our key text, our memory verse. Advice number 6, seek the Lord above all, verses 13 through 14. The next couple of verses remind us that since God has plans to prosper us and to give us hope and a future, we must seek Him with all our hearts. And then Robert J. Morgan closes out with a quote by Warren Wiersbe. Verse 11 is a powerful promise to claim when you are, quote, in exile. God thinks about you personally and is planning for you. You need not fear the future. End of quote, Warren Wiersbe. You know, I think in light of these great 6 points of advice, I'm going to go ahead and read from Jeremiah verse 1 of chapter 29 through verse 14. And this passage is titled in my Bible as A Letter to the Exiles. This is the text of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exiles and to the priests, the prophets, and all the other people Nebuchadnezzar had carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Jehoiakim and the queen mother, the court officials, and the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the artisans, had gone into exile from Jerusalem. He entrusted the letter to Elasa, son of Shaphan, and to Gemariah, son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. It said, "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Wow, whenever you read something in its full context, you can glean so much more. And what a great passage, these first 14 verses in Jeremiah chapter 29, highlighting our memorization Monday verse for this week, Jeremiah 29:11, which again says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a great verse. And as mentioned at the front end of this program, in 8 days, a week from tomorrow, during Testimony Tuesday, you're going to hear an unbelievable God sighting that God is working in and through this radio ministry, unlike anything He's ever done in the past. And I can't wait to share how He's prospering this radio ministry in new ways, bringing hope and a future to 1,000 more listeners, tens of thousands more listeners, hundreds of thousands of more listeners. I don't want to say too much more, but quite possibly 2 million new listeners. And so be sure to tune in a week from tomorrow and apply this verse into your own life, because God has plans for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And that future is in the Lord Jesus Christ, as you place your hope in Him, securing your eternal destiny and living here on planet Earth, when things can oftentimes be very hard, confusing, sometimes disappointing, or very overwhelming. God can give you peace of mind and be with you. I'll close out with "It Is Well With My Soul" by Bill Gaither Trio, as when we take this Jeremiah 29, verse 11 to heart, things will in fact go well with our soul. Also, by way of reminder, 4 days until we start Christmas music, the day after Thanksgiving, Friday, November 29th through the end of the year, midnight on December 31st, you'll hear a variety of Christmas music to the glory of God. It's such an exciting time of year to have Christmas specials, traditional favorites that honor the Lord through music and lyric, a variety of Christmas announcements and encouraging words. And so that'll all happen this coming weekend through the end of the year. Don't forget, tomorrow Marvin Lee will be in the studio to talk about the Marvin Lee Band and some other great stories on Testimony Tuesday. And then, has been mentioned a number of times, we're in the midst of a countdown, 8 days until the big announcement. So that'll happen a week from tomorrow on December 3rd during Testimony Tuesday. My special guest will be Phil Shepherd, and he was a part of the historic first ever broadcast on April 7th, 1996. That was Easter Sunday. That's when we launched 102.5 FM to the glory of God. And I thought it'd be appropriate to have him share along with me what God is now going to be doing in the days ahead through this radio ministry. So I ask that you continue to pray up what God is doing and will do in the days ahead, that He's glorified, that the Lord Jesus Christ is proclaimed, the good news message is received, and that the Holy Spirit infuses our broadcasts to bring hope and healing to this hurting world. All right, there you have it. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day, night, and happy Monday. And enjoy a portion of "It Is Well With My Soul" by the Bill Gaither Trio.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my love,